Time to meditate. Chori Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
Good evening. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now. Wherever you are, I welcome you officially. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are going to be together from now 1800 until 2100. Now, the time is exactly 18:02 CAT Central African Time. I am happy to do this show once again this evening, and I want to thank the producer, I want to thank the station manager, I want to thank the stakeholder of By the Grace Radio for giving me this platform to present Time to Meditate show. It's a daily show that we are having each and every day. So I thank God for today. What a beautiful Tuesday. We thank God. Remember, each and every time before we start with our show, we are praying. We invite God to come and be with us. That is what we are going to do now, asking God to come and be with us. In other words, we are going to say, Lord, we thank you as you have been with us from the day until now. So that's what we are going to do, and we are going to say, God, we thank you for everything you have done unto our life. Now, God is good, and he will always remain good forevermore. There is no one who is like God. Wherever you are, as you are listening to us, I want you to give us this time as we are going to be together, as you are going to be with me until 2100. Now, we thank God for today. Now, as this song continues to play, as it continues to play during the end of it, we are going to bow down and pray. Wherever you are, you can join me in prayer. If you are driving, I ask you, you must not close your eyes. Just pray with me. Now, enjoy this song. It is saying, highly lifted up by Elijah Oyelende. That's a song. I'm opening the show officially with this song. That's a song that we are going to use it. When this song continues to play, we all going to pray and ask God to come and be with us. Enjoy the song.
The mention of that name, devils bow, demons tremble. Somebody call that name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus.
Jesus,
you are.
Jesus, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are praying this evening. We have gathered here, Lord. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for being with us during the day. Right now, I pray to each and everyone who is listening to us, wherever they are, as they are listening to us, Lord, restore their heart and restore their soul in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, there is no one who is like you. The devil is a liar and the devil is right under our feet. Father, I pray, forgive me all the sins I have done. Forgive me for everything that I have done that is against your will. Forgive me, Lord. I humble myself unto you, Lord, because you are the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, because Father, you are the Lord. In Jesus' name, take control, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift your name high this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Father, because you are the Lord and there is no one who is like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone who is still going to listen to us, everyone who is listening to us right now, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are the Lord and you deserve the best. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, let your spirit take control. Let your spirit move in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray in Jesus' name, Father, take control. You are the Lord. You deserve the best. You deserve the praise. I thank you, Lord, this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray to each and everyone who is listening to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are the Lord and there is no one who is like you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master God. Thank you, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you and I give you the praise. In the name of Jesus. Touch each and everyone who is listening right now. Touch each and everyone who is sick right now. I know there are people who are sick right now. As they are listening to us, they are having somebody into their family who is sick. Right now, Lord, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch my brother. Touch my sister, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I believe you are going to be with us in the name of Jesus from now until we finish this show. And I believe that our life will never be the same again. I believe, Father, that our life will never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you. In Jesus' name, wherever you are, you can say amen.
Time to meditate. Chair Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace,
just remain soul.
By the grace, radio.
Just remain soul.
Enda kufeva man naradwe yavo by the grace ministry zobudirenga iwana gaina
ukagira by the grace radio number 3 sure guest read rubber reach edition 2 la midre 1685
naradwe yavo zobudirenga iwana gaina
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul.
And go away, Paman. Do not need to go near our follow. Cannot teach the Saradu. I want the Naya God.
Yeah, I'm going to teach the Monobro. Yeah, 073-269-2731. I'm going to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. I'm going to WhatsApp. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our radio at bythegrace.org. Bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
By the grace radio, just for a soul. Now, once again, I told you we are praying and we have prayed already. We have invited God to come and be with us. That's what we have done. We prayed. We invited God to come and be with us. And I want to thank you again for tuning in. I want to thank you as you continue to tune in and listening to us. And once again, I just want to thank the stakeholder and my producer who gave me this opportunity once again this evening to produce. Or I mean, who gave me the time once again to host the show, to present the show that is called Time to Meditate. And I believe that our life will never be the same again. Our life will never be the same again. Now, the time is exactly 18:15 CAT Central African Time. Now, let me remind you before we start, if you want to interact with us, what you have to do. I don't want you to get lost. I want you to, as you are going to be with me for almost 3 hours, you must not be lost. You must flow with me. Now, if you want to interact with me right now, the number that you can use is as follows. The number is 083-289-4658. Let me repeat again. The number is 083-289-4658. That number is our studio number. 083-289-4658. You can use the very same number to chat to us by sending us WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is the same number, 083-289-4658. Or you can say +27 83 289 4658. Or you can say 0027 83 289 4658. That is our number that you can use. You can use that number to call us. You can even use that number to SMS us. You can even use that number to WhatsApp us. Our Skype number is BTGM Radio on Skype. If you want to call us via Skype, you are also welcome. You just go to Skype, you say BTGM Radio, and then you can be able to interact with me tonight. Or what you can do is you can go to our on Facebook. We are By the Grace Radio. When you are on By the Grace Radio on Facebook, you can like our page and you can interact with me. Or you can go to our website. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then what you can do is when you are there in our website, you can go to contact us. You can see all the information. Or while you are in the home screen on the By the Grace Radio, you can see there's an icon on the right hand side of the screen. It said let's talk. You can click that icon that is saying let's talk. It will ask you to put your name, your email address, and then you can start chatting to me straight away. You can ask me any question that you want to ask, or if you have a comment or you have an input that you want to bring to us, we can be able to hear you, what you want to say. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email address. Now, let me just once again invite you into this. If you want us to play your song, you can send your song to the email address is playlist@bythegrace.org. Playlist@bythegrace.org. That is the email address that you can use to send us your song. If you want us to play your song on, you want your song to be played on By the Grace Radio, you can do so by saying playlist@bythegrace.org. Now let me just remind you, number one on our top five, or let me say top ten, we have Jimmy D, Mighty Man of War. He's been here for quite a long time. He's number one. This song, Mighty Man of War, and number two is Ada, Jesus You Are Able. Number three is Something About the Name of Jesus by Kirk Friendly. Don Metlen is number four by Awesome God. Number five is Jimmy D, Psalmist Consuming Fire. Number six is Benjamin Dube, Into Thy Presence. Number seven is Elijah Uyelenda, The Way You Fathered Me. Number eight is Job Praise, Everything is Blessed. Number nine is Benjamin Dube, Jehovah Is Your Name. Number ten is Let the Rain of Your Presence Fall Upon Me by Bishop Clarence E. McLeod. Now, if you want your song to be part of our playlist, you can send it to playlist@bythegrace.org. Now, there are people who have sent their song, and their song, we continue playing their song. Now, you can also send yours. Now, we are going to read the scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 10. That's where we are going to read, finding our scripture tonight. Now, I just want to invite you, as you have just tuned in now, I ask you to share this link with your family right now. Invite them and tell them that they should come in and enjoy. They should tune in and be with us as we are meditating. So now, let me just ask you this question. How was your day today? How was your day today? What challenges have you came across? What have you learned? What have you learned? What is that you wanted to achieve? If you have achieved something, congratulations. If you did not achieve, I want to say to you, it's time to try again tomorrow. Because the reason for this show, when we call it time to meditate, it means we are meditating, we are reflecting of the things we have done during the day. Now, it's like the mirror. This show is like the mirror to us, where we sit down, we look into the mirror, and we see what we have done. That is this show all about. Now, we are reflecting of the things we have done during the day until now. Now is a time where we meditate. Because when you read in the book of Genesis, it will tell you, Hori, one day Isaac, as he was meditating, he saw the wife. Isaac, when he was meditating, walking, he saw the wife. Now, that is the purpose for this show, as we are, it called time to meditate. That's where we are meditating. We are sitting down, we are reflecting of the things that we have done. We look into our diary, If you were using diary today, you check into your diary what you did not achieve. What you have achieved. If you have achieved it, you're going to tick it and say, I have achieved it. If you did not achieve it, you're just going to say, I want to achieve it tomorrow. That is what this show is all about. That is why it is called Time to Meditate. Because somebody will say, but I don't understand, why will they say Time to Meditate? What do they mean? What we mean is, the name of this show is, we are reflecting of what we have done during the day, and we tick. If I realize that what I have done, I'm impressed with it, or I'm happy with it, I keep it that way. I continue with that way. If I'm saying what I have done, I'm not proud of, I'm changing what I have done. I'm making it good. That's how it is. Right. Now, as I told you, we just gonna read in the book of Proverbs. That's where we are going to meditate this evening. But before we go there, I'm just going to play the song by Tabs David. I want you to enjoy the song. When we come back, we will continue.
Time to meditate.
That was Tabs David saying, we are standing. Now, that was Tabs David. We thank God for Tabs David for the song. Remember, with that song, I was making you feel warm as we are going to read our scripture reading. So, you All right. Okay. Let me just do this. Let me just do this.
You deserve.
Lord, you are worthy. That is NJC Tole, the late NJC Tole featuring Sisi Kanyisa. They were saying, you deserve the best. You deserve the best. You know, NJC Tole, NJC Tole, they were calling him Tsunami. He was the founder and the president of God's Army Ministry, where he was preaching all over. And he was saying, you deserve the best. You deserve the best. We thank God for that song. We thank God for his life. I believe that many people, they accepted Jesus because of him. I believe that many people, some of them have accepted Jesus. They have known Christ because of the late NJC Tole. And he was saying, you deserve the best. Indeed, he deserved the best. Indeed, God deserved the best. I tell you, he deserved the best. There's no one who is like God. You know, there are things that God is doing. You can see that indeed he deserved the best. He has done a lot of things and he continued to do a lot of things. You know, what I like about God, he does not change. He remains God. He is faithful God. You know, he is faithful God. Sometimes we as people, we can change. We can come with a lot of things. But what I like about God, he will never change. He remains God. He has been God for many, many, many years, and he's still God. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, it's saying he's God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Meaning he was God yesterday, he was God last week, he's still God today, and he will still remain God tomorrow. You know, many people sometimes when things are not alright, they start to say, God is not there. They say, but the God is not there. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter in what situation are you, but God will remain God. He is not changing. God will never change. He does not change because of your situation. He remains God. What the Bible says, his yes will remain yes. And his amen, it will remain amen. Now, allow me, before we read our scripture reading tonight, I just want to say this way to those who are visiting. I realize that there are people who are celebrating their day today. I want to say to them, happy birthday to you. Whoever who is birthday today, we want to say to you, happy birthday. And may God add more years and more days to your calendar. We want to be able to be with you next year. The only thing that will help is you need to take care of yourself. The only thing that will help is you need to put God first. You know, as I told you, there are people that I know today, like the likes of Lisei Tlongwane, she's birthday today. The like of Carol Makamu, she's birthday today. Tavisho Tlubatla, he's birthday today. Mabato Esther Matlaila, he's birthday today. Tlaka, Council K.K. Tlaka, birthday today. Nwanime Gimaruta, his birthday, she's birthday today. So we want to say to them, I want to say to them on behalf of By the Grace Radio, happy birthday to you, and may God add more years and more days to your calendar. So what you need to do is you must put God first in everything you do. So that the Bible says from the Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it said, the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. The beginning of wisdom is fear the Lord. I give you this word to those who are based in today. It does not matter what they say. It does not matter what's happening. But if you can learn to trust in God, if you can learn to put your trust in Him, if you can learn to listen to Him, believe in me, you will be able to see next year. You'll be able to see next year. That I wanted to do that before we continue reminding our listener, there are people who are based in today. If you have somebody who is based in today, you can do so by just sending us WhatsApp and telling us where your friend is based in. What we will do is we will call your friend and say happy birthday to him because it is his day. That's what we will do. Now, I just want to remind you that tomorrow here in South Africa, in the Parliament of South Africa, there's going to be a sewn in. There are some members of Parliament who will be sewn in tomorrow, but some of them, they did not want to be sewn tomorrow. But what I want to say is us as the our responsibility is to pray for them. I'm urging everyone who is listening right now, our responsibility is to pray for them. Wherever you are, let us pray for them. Let us put them in our prayers. Let us pray for this country. Pray for, if you are in Barbados, if you are in USA, if you are in France, if you are in Canada, wherever you are, let it be your responsibility to pray for everyone who is in parliament, to pray for your country, to pray for your president, to pray for each and everyone who is in charge. That's what we need to do as a Christian. For us is not to blame people. For us is not to point fingers. For us is to pray for them. We need to pray for them, asking God to give them strength, asking them God to give them wisdom. Because some of them, they are lacking wisdom. Now, it's for us to ask God to give them wisdom. It's for us to say, Lord, we pray for them that open their eyes so that they can see what is right, what is wrong. So sometimes we end up being blaming them when they do things which are not right. Until they don't have wisdom, because it's for us, it is for us to pray that Lord give them wisdom. Now, with the help of the Lord, I want us one day to not today but another day to discuss about the issue of surname, like. In terms of if, for example, I marry a wife, as I married my wife, she have carried my surname. But in case of, I just see on the media, they are saying there is another lady, she's going to be married. In other words, she has proposed to be married. She told this guy that I want you to marry you. Now, apparently, they are saying this guy is going to carry the same name of this lady. I mean, I think this is taboo. It's taboo. So, but it's something that we will talk about one day. I'm not talking about that today. I was just making a way. Now, let me not come out of what we're talking about. I was just making you aware. If God allows us, I will speak to my producers. I will speak to station manager to allow me, to give me opportunity to talk about it. And I believe it's going to be awesome. What I will do is I will ask my producer, will we have some guest whom we are going to talk about it? Okay. Now, as I told you, tonight we're going to meditate using the scripture, Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 20. I want us to read verse number 26, but allow me just to start from verse number 1. That's where we are going to start. We will start from verse number 1. So let me just read. It reads as follows. The Proverbs of Solomon. That is the heading for the scripture that we are reading this evening. We are reading Proverbs chapter 10. I'm going to start from verse number 1, but I want us to look in verse number 26. But let me just start from verse number 1. We will jump as we continue and we will go to verse number 26. Now, before I read, let me just do this. Before I read, I just want to play the song by Danny Madima. Enjoy this song. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Time to Meditate is the name of the show. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. As I told you, I just want to thank the stakeholder, the producer, who have allowed me to host this show, Time to Meditate. Now, reason why we are doing Time to Meditate is we are reflecting of the things which we have done during the day. If you are happy with those, what we have done, you can continue with those. But if you are not happy with what we have done, in other words, is we are just going to see what will help us to achieve. But the important thing is we must not forget God in everything we do. Because many times we forget God in the things we do. So we must not leave God behind. We must go with God. We must include God in our plan. We must include God in our business. That's what we should do. All right. I'm just going to say, there's a song by Danny Madima. I want you to enjoy this song. I want you to enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Time to meditate. Chair Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so the song, as I told you that I wanted to play that song, it was a song by Tani Madima saying, God made everything, everything is beautiful. I mean, whatever God has created is beautiful. I mean, look at the sky. It's beautiful. Look at the sea. It's beautiful. Whatever God has created is beautiful. Now, let me just make this announcement. The announcement is just saying a night with KC Dinoke. A night with KC Dinoke. Date is going to be 14 June 2019 before June 16. Before the youth day. Now, which is going to be on Friday, the 14th June 2019. Venue, it will be Kedahut of Santin, 120 Western Service Road, Woodmead, Santin, 2148. The time is 18:30 for 1900. Theme is Understanding Manhood. That's the theme, the name of Night with KC Dinoke. But the cost for it is $250 per person. It includes burger and a soft drink. And they say cash for bar. Cash for bar. Meaning, if you want to drink, cold drink, there's going to be a bar they open where you can just buy the cold drink and drink. They just say KC Dinoke. It's Night with KC Dinoke. Is $250 per person. It includes burger and a soft drink. There's gonna be live music. For RSVPN, you can send email to zama.mfunde1@gmail.com, or you can call the number 0607865982. The bank account to deposit the 250 is KC Dinoke. That is Absa Bank. The account number is 92762985655. That is the account number is 92762985655. That banking details for KC Dinoke. The name of the bank is Absa Bank. It is a savings account. KC Dinoke is having how can I say? A night with KC Dinoke. Let me say that. A night with KC Dinoke on the 14th of June 2019. The venue is Kedahut of Santin, 120 Western Service Road, Woodmead, Santin. The code is 2148. The time is 18:30 for 1900. Speaker is KC Dinoke himself. The theme is just Understanding Manhood. The cost is $250. It includes burger and a soft drink. The other things you'll buy on your own. If you want to buy juice or cold drink or wine, you can buy on your own. Live music. There's going to be live music there. Now for RSVP, you can send email to zama.mfuni1@gmail.com, or you can call the number 0607865982. Okay, now let's just continue. I told you we're reading in the book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 26. But I want to read from verse number 1. Okay, let's just fix something. I'll be back just now. yeah, we are back. Now, we're reading in the book of Proverbs chapter number 10. We're going to read from verse number 1. I wanted us to read the verse number 26, but we will read verse number 1. All right. Let me just read it. Let me just read it. All right. It read as follows. Alright, yeah, it read as follows. I'm just gonna read from verse number 1. It read as follows. These are the proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. The Bible says these are the proverbs of Solomon. Now, he's saying this. Let me repeat it, saying, these are the proverbs of Solomon. A wise son make his father happy. A foolish one make his mother sad. A wise son make his mother sad. Okay, It said, a wise son make his father happy. And a foolish one make his mother sad. It talks about two people. It talks about the mother. It talks about the father. It said the wise son. Now it talks about the son, the father, and the mother. Three. The son, the father, and the mother. Now it does not mean when it talks about the son, it does not talk about the daughter. Because somebody can say it means it does not talk. No, it talks about the son. It meaning the son. In the son, there's a daughter and there's a son. In the son, there's a daughter and a son. It said, the wise son make his father happy. A foolish one make his mother sad. I don't know, as you are listening to me, are you making your father happy or are you making your mother sad? I mean, there's no one who can say, I did not have a father or I did not have a mother. Though maybe it happened that day when your father met your mother, after you came, your father disappeared. But wherever where your father is, when you do something good, wherever he is, he will say, that is my son. You know, I never saw a father being proud of a son or a daughter who was doing a bad thing. You know, I remember when my dad was still alive, wherever I was going with him, he was proud to go with me. He was proud to call me his son. Many times he was calling people that he said to them, come, I want to. He was taking me to some other people. He said, I want to introduce you to some other people. People who were on a higher position. People who were holding higher position. He said to them, this is my son. But if I was doing things which were not right, he was not going to take me to those people who were on higher profile. And he said to them, this is my son. Now, it's saying, a son who is doing good things is making his father happy. But a son who is foolish is making his mother sad. That's why many times without a Mary, if I knew Horingwanaka is Nidikabaki Mulaile. I mean, Batwadi, they sometimes say this way. Utamutwadi Ari, if I knew Hor my son Utawa Mulai Ogana, I should have given Lakhelego toilet. I should have maybe killed him. I should have killed her. Why it talks, it's saying sad. Remember, on many cases, people who are doing lots of things, killing people. Now, the Bible just tells us a son who is wise. His father would always be happy because of what the son is doing. The son will always do things that he some papa because he's wise. But the foolish one, he does things unyabisa mama. As I have told you, if I knew gore ngwanaka is gonna be like this, meaning I should have not kimutlis chemole fasting kapa the day anabele. Now I want to ask you this question this evening. What type of a son are you to your father, to your mother? What types of a son are you to your father, to your mother? You may be old and your mother is still alive. What type are you to your father or to your mother? You know, there are people ba fitlhela mo loreng bona ba godile bare na ke godile, like they no longer respecting their father, they no longer respecting their mother. Mamel, me wa how le antse le moghekolo jwalo, she still your mother. Ntate wa how le antse sna meno jwalo, he is still your father. The Bible says a wise son make his father happy, a foolish one make his mother sad. That's what he said. A wise son will always make his father happy. I never seen a son who is wise making his mother sad. I never seen that. Every time the son who is wise always both the father and the son, both the father and the mother, they are happy. I tell you, each and every time. I mean, I never see that. I mean, you will hear motswadi kapa mme abutya bo mme baba are ngwanaka he is a doctor, ngwanaka he is a teacher, ngwanaka he is so and so and so. Mwana o botlhale o thabisa ntata hae, mara ngwana wa lešilo o nyamisa mama hae. Now the time is exactly 1902 CAT Central African Time. Now my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are meditating together as it is time to meditate. Let me ask you, what type of a son are you to your father? What type of a son are you to your mother? Alright, allow me, I just want to play the song that just saying, God of Wonders. When we come back, we'll continue.
By the grace radio,
just for a soul.
Enda wo favor man nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry from Zidirengai wana gaina
ukagira by the grace radio number 3 sure against read rubber reach extension 2 la midre 1685
nara dwe yabo of the lady ministry of vitamin chichavani na
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul.
And who will be a man? Do not need to go and follow or cannot teach the Saturday. I want to know your God.
Yeah, I'm going to teach a monogram here 073-269-2731. What's up? Yeah, we're 083-289-4658. We're going to radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
Yeah, so by the grace radio, I thank you very much for everyone who is continuing listening, and I really appreciate it. We are still continuing. Remember, we just read in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 10. We are continuing reading from there. I was in verse number 1 when it said, these are the proverbs of Solomon, a wise son, make his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. Then I'm going to pass. I have just spoke about that. I'm going to go to verse number 2. It says, wealth gained by doing wrong will not really help you. But doing right will save you from death. Well, what does it mean? When it's saying wealth gained by doing wrong will not really help you. In other words, there are people who are getting wealth. Okay, they are getting wealth by doing lots of things. Some they're getting wealth by robbing some other people. Some they're getting wealth by robbing some other people. We have those people who are getting wealth by doing lots of things. But now the Bible just tells us already, those who are getting wealth in that way, they will there's no other way that they will succeed. But now there are people, you know, they got their wealth by killing. Now they are suffering, and it is worse, like, because they got it in a wrong way. They are used to get it. They didn't get it right. That's why you see them, they will continue to do things in order to get it, to get more. And they get more in a wrong way. I just wanna tell you, I wanna say to you, it is very important to be satisfied with what you have. But I'm not saying you must stop and sit down and said, I'm not gonna work harder to get this. I'm just saying, the Bible says you must be satisfied with what you have. Now you must say, okay, whatever I have is fine, but you're gonna continue to get more, like in the right way. Not getting it in a wrong way. As I told you, people, they got things in a wrong way. They are not getting it in the right way. They are not getting it in the right way. They are getting it in a wrong way. Now I'm just gonna go to verse number 3. Verse number 3, it read as follows: the Lord take care of good people and give them the food they need, but he keep the wicked from getting what they want. That is King Solomon is trying to explain, Hori, the Lord takes care of good people and he gives them the food they need. That's what God does. In other words, he takes care. The Lord takes care of good people and he gives them the food they need. but he keeps the wicked from getting what they need. Alright, if you want to interact with me tonight, you can do so. The number is 0832894658. 0832894658, or you can say 0027832894658, or you can say +27832894658. That is the same number but with different code. Like if you are in South Africa, you just say 083. But if you are in outside South Africa, maybe let's say outside South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, Swaziland, France, Barbados, you just say +27832894658, or you say 0027832894658. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. Our Skype is BTGM Radio. Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. Now, I'm going to continue. I'm going to go to verse number 4. A lazy hand will make you poor. Hardworking hands will make you rich. Alright, that's verse number 4. I want you to underline it. It's saying, a lazy hand. Alright, a lazy hand. What does it mean? Like, a lazy hand will make you poor. Hardworking hands will make you rich. I just want to ask you this question as you are listening to me. Are your hands lazy? Or are you a working person, someone? You know, there are people who always want to depend on someone. We have those people in life where they don't want to work. They just want to depend on anyone. There are people who, some of them, they just quit a job in order to be a burden to anyone. We have, how can I put it? I want to put it in this way. We have those people, they have quit a job so that they can be a burden to anyone. Now, I like what Paul said. He said, I work with my own hand. In other words, he said, I am not lazy. I just work with my own hand to support the vision that I have, to support the vision that God gave me. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. Now we have, let me put it this way, we have pastors who are a burden to the congregation. We have pastors who are a burden to a certain family. You find that every time you call that family, every time, and you find out where you were working and you decided to stop working. It is not wrong to stop working. To support or to do the work of God full time, because you feel worried when you do part time, you're not achieving what you need to achieve. That's why you go full time. But as even if you are in full time, you need to work with your own hand. You need to work with your own hand. You must not rely in a certain people. You must not rely in a church, because there are those people where they just quit a job. They just want to rely into some other people. When they don't give them, they start saying a lot of things. That's why you see some people, they say, yeah. I mean, like a couple of months ago, there was a video which was trending on Facebook. This guy, he was demanding money. He was saying, you so and so and so and so, you must bring that money. That money is not yours. I want it here. Because why? We people, they have stopped working. What they do is, as people, they have stopped working, they rely, they have stopped working, and they rely on what we call things people giving them. Now, Solomon, he's trying to explain to us, he's trying to show us, the lazy hands will always be poor. That's why Paul said, I work with my own hand. That's what he said. He said, I work with my own hand. I work with my own hand. I like about what he said. He said, I work with my own hand to support the ministry that God has given me. Okay, I work with my own hand to support the ministry that God has given me. I don't know about you. This afternoon or this evening as we are meditating, I want to show you, Hori, we must work with our own hand. Let us stop being a burden to some people. Let us stop being a burden to a certain people. Because there's a point where a person will not tell you, Hori, he's fed up. I'm tired, I'm fed up. But he's fed up. That is why I'm saying this evening, Solomon is reminding us, he's making us aware, we must work with our own hand. That's what he's saying. He's reminding us, he's saying to us, we must work with our own hand. He's supporting. Now, Paul was supporting what Solomon said. When Solomon said, I work with my own hand. I work with my own hand to support the work of God. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. Now, we have some pastors who are a burden to the congregation. Now, a person will say during the preaching time, what am I going to eat? All right? What am I going to wear? Somebody will ask you, Kanti, who called you? That is why I'm saying, we should work with our own hand. That is why Solomon is saying, lazy hand will make you poor. Hard-working hands will make you rich. You know, we have people who are jealous. When you start working hard, Havana taba, how about we next? But when you start to have money, Barry, when you did something wrong. Let me give you an example. I want to bring this to those who are taking care of the churches. There are those pastors who are working non-stop, meaning they go one place to another preaching the word of God. They go extra mile to make sure when the church is becoming full, and then some people they say they are using a magic. And if that person is not using magic, but he's working very hard, he's making sure he's pitching tent, he's making sure he's organizing the home sale, he's making sure he's reaching where there's no one who can reach. But when the person start to see the results, some people they will say ushimisha magic. You know, we have those people, Barry, ushimisha magic. La mona na ushimisha magic. We have those people who are saying that, Rory, ushimisa magic. Now, I just want to say this word this evening. Let us work with our own hand. Let us work with our own hand. It's very important to work with our own hand. It's very important to work with our own hand. So we must not be a burden to anyone. We must not be a burden to anyone. I mean, there are people who they are burden. You know, they are burden. That is why sometimes some people, when you call them, perfectly how wanna babwana phone illa, patima phone. That's why some people udlari afuni il outliludza babwana bari, tell them orakiyo. It's because you are burden. So that's why I'm saying, you must not be lazy. You must work with your own hand. You must not be lazy. You must not be lazy. You must work with your own hand. You must work with your own hand. Now, let me just remind you something here. The time is exactly 7:24. CAT, Central African Time. You're still listening to Pastor John Mamabolo? Alright, Let me just do this once again.
Time to meditate. Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just for me, soul.
By the grace, radio.
Just for me, soul.
Enda wo favor man na radwe yabo by the grace ministry bobudirela iwana gaina
ukagira by the grace radio number 3 sure guest street Rubber Ridge extension 2 la midre 1685
na radwe yabo bobudirela vitamin chichavani na
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul.
And who was a man? Do not need to go and follow up and not to the Sarah Dia, but then I got.
Yeah,
we're
going to reach the monogram here 073-269-2731. We're going to reach the WhatsApp here 083-289-4658. We're going to reach the www.radio.bythegrace.org. We're radio at bythegrace.org.
By the Grace Radio.
Yeah, so by the grace we are family. Now you are family with me this evening as you have tuned in, as you have joined me to Time to Meditate. And I thank God for you as you have tuned in Time to Meditate. And I want to once again I just want to thank my producer who supported me, who trusted in me, Hore. I will do this show. Time to Meditate. It's a daily show. It started at 1800 until 2100. The time now is exactly 7:28 CAT, Central African Time. We are just left with an hour and 30 minutes to close off our show. Now, our scripture reading, as I told you, we're reading in the book of Proverbs chapter 10. We started from verse number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. Now, we are in number 4 where it's saying, he who is slow in his work become poor, but the hand of the ready workers get in wealthy. Laziness leads to poverty. Hard work make you rich. I mean, there's no other way. That it have been proven. It have been proven or laziness, it leads to poverty. There are people who are very lazy. For them, they want to see, they just want to receive, but they don't want to go and work. And that's why you see, they end up blaming the government. they end up in blaming anyone, Hori. I don't have work, I don't have this, but sometimes when you look, it's being laziness. You know, I have done my researches. I have realized, Hori, those who are coming from outside, not those who are not from South Africa, those who are our neighboring country, when they come here, you know, they don't choose what type of work they are. They want to work. I know. Don't misinterpret me. Because somebody, don't misinterpret me. What I'm trying to say is, the opportunity that they get, they use it. They are not lazy. I mean, some people, when they are lazy, what they think of is to just rob the bank because somebody is lazy. How about to save it? No, the person does not want to work. He or she doesn't want to work. For him or her, they just want to receive. I want to tell you, you are not the how can I say? Some people, they end up being single, like because the person is lazy. Laziness leads to poverty. Hard work make you rich. Laziness leads to poverty. That's what the Bible says. Laziness, it leads to poverty. That's why in another one it said, lazy hand will make you poor. Hard working hands will make you rich. Okay, while we are there, let me just go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 6 to number 11. It said, you lazy people, you should watch what the ants do and learn from them. Ants have no ruler, no boss, and no leader. But in the summer, ants gather all of their food and save it. So when winter comes, there is plenty to eat. You lazy people, how long are you going to lie there when you will get up? How long, you lazy people? If you are lazy, you are listening to me, I'm saying to you, you lazy people, how long are you going to lie there? When will you get up? You say, I need a rest. Because you lazy, you are saying you need a rest. I think I will take a short nap. You are lazy. You just say you need a rest. I think I will take a short nap. But then you sleep and sleep and become poorer and poorest and poor. Soon you will have nothing. It will be as if a thief came and stole everything you owned. Now, let me just tell you in this way. When you receive money, you need to make sure you are using that money wise. When you are receiving money, make sure you are not touching that money. What you do is, you must have the money that is always coming in. Don't just have the money that is always coming out, because you're going to finish the money and you're going to be poor. Now, I know, as an example now, what I want to say to my colleague, to everyone who is listening to me right now. Don't take a decision for the sake of saying, I just need money. You know, the people who are saying, I just need money, money and money. Okay, what are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with the money? Because the money that is not coming in, it's just going out. It's easy to finish. That is why the Bible tells us here, Solomon was trying to show us, we should learn from the ants. What ants does, they don't have a manager, they don't have a boss, they don't have a leader, but at summertime, they gather the food. They agree. They gather the food. So when the winter comes, they know that they have plenty to eat. Now, he's saying to us, Gori, you lazy people, how long are you going to lie there? When will you wake up? When are you going to wake up? You're lying there. When are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up? And he's saying, you say, I need a rest. You know, those who are lazy, they will always say, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. You know, there are people, kelapile, kelapile, I'm tired and I'm tired and I'm tired. And then he's saying, I think I will take a short nap. Now he will always say, gore kelapile, kebatla robala, kebatla robala. You always want to sleep, want to sleep, want to sleep. Because you are lazy. But then you sleep and become poorer and poorer. Soon you will have nothing. It will be as if a thief came to steal everything you have. You lazy. Now, if you are lazy, believe in me, there's nothing that you're gonna have. There's nothing that I mean, believe in me. If you are lazy, I mean, the people who are lazy, as I told you, they are lazy. They are lazy, very, 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 very lazy. They can't even wake up. They're always tired and tired and tired. All right. Listen to Proverbs 11:24. Some people give freely and gain more. Others refuse to give and end up with less. Those who are lazy, they just want to receive. You know, there are people in life, for them is to receive and receive. They can't just give. For them to give is tough. Eh? For them to give, they feel they've done something wrong. What they do is they just want to receive and receive and receive. I mean, I receive and I receive and I receive. They always just want to receive. For them to give, it's very tough. You lazy. Why are you there? Why are you sleeping? When are you going to rise up? When are you going to rise up? When are you going to rise up? All right. Let me just tell you another announcement here. How many of you knows Lucas Maloma? Lucas Maloma, he is launching DVD. The name of the DVD, it is called Praise Revival. That's a DVD that Lucas Maloma is launching. Remember, he recorded the CD last year? It was July. It was July or June, if I'm not mistaken. Now, this year, on the 29th of June 2019, he is launching the DVD. He's launching the DVD. Now, in other words, the CD that you have been listening to, he's going to launch his DVD on the 29th June 2019 in a place called Dora Dio Pretoria in CBD. It's 283 Fisaki Street, corner Lilian Ngoi. That is going to be on Saturday the 17th. I mean, the Saturday 29th, the time is 5:30. That's how it's going to start. 5:30, which is PM. Now, the ticket is going to be, it's only 150 balcony, 200 general, and 350 VIP. You understand? VIP is those who are sitting in front there. As the show continues, you're going to receive a cup of tea or a cup of drink, juice or something. You're going to get a treatment, you know, that VIP treatment. But the ticket is 350 VIP. I mean, there's no other way that we cannot afford 151 for balcony. I mean, there's no other way. Let's just go and support this man. 083-575-0177 or 0088-7353. That is the number you can call in order to to contact him and ask him lots of questions about Praise Revival DVD launch. Now, Haurelo Kekana, she's one of the guests there. Tlenda Koka, one of the guests. Take Shaw, one of the guests. Nico Malaji, one of the guests. I mean, you must not miss it. You must not miss it. It's going to be lit. Lucas Maloma, Siemo Saruna. That's one of the songs that is there. Alright. You lazy. If you are lazy. If you are lazy. If you are lazy. If you are lazy. You're not going to eat. That is how it is. If you are lazy. You are not going to eat. That is how it is. If you are lazy, you are not going to eat. Alright. Let me continue reading here. Proverbs 12:24 said, those who work hard will be put in charge of others, but lazy people will have to work like slaves. Okay, this one is in a two side. I mean, it's in a two side. In some companies, they put somebody to be in charge, not because the person is hard work, because of Bathsheba, the color, or Bathsheba, yeah, that's what I can say. But now, here the Bible tells us, those who work hard, they will be put in charge of others. I mean, I have seen it in many occasions where those who work hard are really paid. But those who are not working hard, but it's on other occasion. Alright. Let me not talk about that into deep. We'll talk about it at a time. So Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 15 said, laziness bring on sleep, and an appetite for rest bring on anger. Laziness. That's how it is. Laziness. Laziness. It bring on sleep. You know, those who are lazy, I tell you, they always want to sleep. What they do is they always want to sleep. Those who are lazy, they always want to sleep. Those who are lazy, they always want to sleep. Agree they are lazy. What they think of is, I just want to sleep. Kalabile. Because they are lazy. Alright. Let's just play the song saying Amen, Amen. Amen, Amen.
Amen, 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 amen
somewhere.
Omega Kunong saying Amen, Amen. Worship in spirit and in truth with Omega Kunong. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 1947 CAT Central African Time. We are talking in the book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1. We are now in verse number 4. Now, I was saying, laziness bring on sleep, and appetite for rest bring on anger. Now, if you are lazy, believe in me, you will always want to sleep. If you are lazy, you will always want to sleep. That is how it is. Now, that's why I'm saying to you, it is very, very important. It is very, 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 very important to ask God to help you. Hore mudimu, I don't want to be lazy anymore. Hore mudimu, I don't want to be lazy anymore. You know, God, I don't want to be lazy anymore. God, I don't want to be lazy anymore. Let this be prayer of your heart. This in your heart. And you say, God, help me. I don't want to be lazy anymore. I don't want to be lazy anymore. Believe me, God is able to listen. I mean, God is able to listen. The Bible says whatever we ask in His name, He will provide to us. Whatever you ask in His name, He will listen to you and He will give you the desire of your heart. He will give you the desire of your heart. Right. I'm continuing now. We moving to Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 4. Some people are too lazy to plant seed. So at harvest time, they look for good and find nothing. Okay, they look for food and find nothing. Some people are too lazy to plant seed. Some people, we have those people who are too lazy to plant the seed. So at harvest time, they look for food and find nothing. I mean, we have those people who are very lazy. Laziness, it's very dangerous. That is why what it does is when a person is lazy, you know, they just want to get things for free because they are lazy. They just want to get things for free because they are lazy. And they even tell you, it is responsibility of this and this and this. Now, if a person is not getting what he wants because he's lazy, wangala, some of them, some of them, they burn the shops. Some of them, they do all those things because they are lazy. You know, lazy is an enemy. I mean, I never seen anyone who is lazy or humiliating, you know, who is having money. But those who are lazy, they always they are always in a problem. Now, that's a prayer of my heart. You know, I pray, I say, Lord, help us. We must not be lazy. You know, there are pastors who are very lazy. They are very, 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 very lazy. Believe in me, I tell you. They are very, 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 very lazy. But that's a prayer of my heart. May God help us. That's a prayer of my heart. Hore mudimu artuse. Artuse mudimu. Mudimu artuse. Alright. I'm just gonna. There's a song that is saying, "Only you, Jesus." I want you to enjoy this song.
Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Oh.
to meditate, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
just for a soul.
By the grace, radio,
just for a soul.
Enda go favor man. Nara dre yabo by the grace ministry. Bob didn't I wanna gaina.
Ogakra by the grace radio number 3, Sierra Street, Rubber Ridge Extension 2, Lam Midre, 1685.
Nara dre yabo of the grace ministry of this ministry chava na.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to convey Paman, do not need to go yaga or follow a canoe to the Saraji, but then I got
Yaga 073-269-2731. Ogar Rutamo WhatsApp Yarina 083-289-4658. Ogar Rutamo www.radio.bythegrace.org. Ubawa Radio Edge by the grace.org. The grace.org.
By the grace, radio, just for a soul.
Yeah. So we are back. I gave you the song by Ada saying only you, Jesus. That was Ada. She was saying only you, Jesus, who is able to break the chain, who is able to heal you. That is only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Time to meditate is the name of the show. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm with you. Now, the time is exactly 7:59 CAT Central African Time. Now, if you want to interact with me this evening, you can do so. The number that you can use is as follows. It's +27 83 289 4658. Let me repeat again. The number is 083 289 4658. That's the number you can use. But if you are international, you just say 0027 83 289 4658, +27 83 289 4658. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083 289 4658. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email address that you can use to interact with us. Our Skype is BTGM Radio. Our Facebook page is By the Grace Radio. What you do is you just like our page and you continue chatting to us. You just like our page and you continue chatting to us. Some people are too lazy to plant a seed, so at harvest time they look for food and find nothing. Some people, we have those people. When is harvest time, badula barobala abana taba. But when is time for harvest, they want to harvest. We have those people. Now, we must stop being lazy. We must work with our own hand. That is why Paul mentioned it in the book of Corinthians. He said, I, Paul, work with my own hand. He said, I, Paul, work with my own hand to support the ministry. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. You know, we as I have mentioned earlier, worry. Sorry for that. Let's just do this. We'll be back just now.
The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling everywhere. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your life. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your home. Let it rain. liberate. Come on, say it. Everybody say, let it rain right now.
Let it rain.
Hey.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Come on.
Let it rain.
Hey. Eshaleta payadosia. Let it rain.
Let it rain. That is David G. He's saying, let it rain. In other words, he's saying, let the Holy Spirit reign in my life, in my family. Now, the time is exactly 20:06 CAT, Central African Time. We thank God for this day. God is good, and He will always be good. He will always be good. And I really thank God for what God He continued doing. If you were at work, I believe that you are already now in your house with your family. If you were going to work, I believe that you have arrived at work, you have settled very well, and you are continuing working. And we really appreciate that, because it shows gore you are not lazy. You know, hona le batho ba le reng aba batho berega, they don't want even to tell them about work. Okari kore it's tough for them. They don't want to work. We have those people in life, those who don't want to work, those who don't want to even to bother themselves to work or to do anything. We have those people. Now, here we are told, Gori, some people are too lazy to plant seed. They are too lazy to plant seed. So at harvest time, they look for food and find nothing. And after that, they complain. You know, you have those people, they just complain. Gori, bona, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, that's why I just want to tell you, Gori, we must work. We must work. We must work. And it's something that we need to do. We must not allow anyone to stop us. We must not allow anything that is going to stop us from working. We must continue to work. We must continue to wake up in the morning. We must continue to provide food on the table. You know, I have a problem when we end up being blaming anyone. We are even blaming the government or the government, the high picture led. I want to tell you, it is your responsibility to make sure, Gori, you not lazy. It is your responsibility to make sure, Gori, you are not lazy. All right, let's come to Proverbs chapter number 20, verse number 30. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 13. It said, if you love to sleep, you will become poor. Use your time waking, and you will have plenty to eat. Now, the people who always love TV, understand me, it is not wrong to share TV. Let me share TV. Not familiar with the share, but that TV, it must not take your time to work. There are things chedi chiang na gocharuna cha usebeza. There are things that are taking our time, the time that we need to use to work. That is why, if you read the book of Genesis, the Bible clearly tells us, Gori, when God created the heaven and earth, He created a man, and He said to the man, I want you to take care of, He said, you must, in order to eat, you must work, so that you can eat from them. You should eat. Like for you to eat, you must work. That's how it is. It's a principle. You can't, there's no other way. You can't just say, that's how it is. I mean, for me to eat, I must work. For me to eat, I must work. Now, for you to eat there, you must work. Now, the time is exactly 2011. CAT. Central African time. That is 2011 CAT Central African time. So I just want to play the song just saying Hosi Kategiza by Dora Rocks. It's a Tonga song, but I believe you will enjoy the song. Enjoy this song, Hosi Kategiza.
Yeah. Time to meditate, Jaramabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
So I thank God. Now the time is exactly 2016 CAT, Central African time. We are still together, and I thank God because you are still with me until the hour 2100, where I'm going to sign off. Now, Proverbs 20:13 said, if you love to sleep, you will become poor. Use your time waking, and you will have plenty to eat. If you love to sleep, you will become poor. It has been proven. I mean, if you don't want to work, it has been proven. There's no other way. You can't just, it has been proven. For those who are lazy, those who always sleep, they are suffering. They are lazy. They always complain. That is why it's very important. We must work with our own hand. We must not be lazy. We must not be lazy. Now, let me just tell you something. If you want to interact with us, you can do so. The number that you can use to interact with us is +27 8328946 58. Let me start again. It's +27 8328946 58. Or you can say 0027 8328946 58. Or you can say 0083289 4658. Meaning, if you are international, you start with +27, or you say 00. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. Our Facebook page is By the Grace Radio. Our Skype is BTGM Radio. What you do is you just call us on Skype or SMS us on Skype. We'll be able to respond to you. Right. If you want us to play your song, you can just send your song to playlist@bythegrace.org. Now, your song, you need to be born again in order for us to play your song, and you need to be the owner of that song. When I'm saying you need to be the owner, you need to be the owner of that song that you are sending, and you need to be a person who is born again. You need to be born again. If you are not born again, don't send. If you are not the owner of the song, don't send. If you the song, it does not belong to you, don't send. Because obviously we're not gonna play it. Right. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 30 34. Proverbs chapter number 30. Proverbs chapter verse number 30 to verse number 34. Now, it follows. I walked past a field that belongs to a lazy man. It was a vineyard that belonged to someone who understand nothing. Weeds were growing everywhere. Wild vine covered the ground, and the whole around the vineyard was broken and falling down. I looked at this and thought about it. This is what I have learned. A little sleep, a little rest, folding your arms and taking a nap. These things will make you poor very quick. Soon you will have nothing, as if thieves broke in and took everything away. Now, he's saying, as he was walking, he observed things. There was a man who had a farm, but he had a field. But the problem is, he was very lazy. Now, you know, I have a problem with people, and I want you to understand what I'm saying. I have a problem with people who are saying we want land. It's not wrong, but some of them, they want land, but they are lazy. How are you gonna take care of that land? How are you going to take care of that if you are lazy? How? Because you are lazy. You know, you can't even, you are very, very lazy. Now, as he was explaining, he said, as I was walking, he's saying, as I was walking, I saw Ore Mabianga Natala, like Anatala Majuang into that field. Because the lazy man, he was always sleeping. He was always saying, I need to take a nap. But he has a farm to take care. I want to say to you this evening, you need to work with your own hand. You need to work with your own hand. Don't be a burden to anyone. You have been burdened to that congregation. You have been burdened to that family. But stop being burdened to them. Work with your own hand. Cultivate your farm. Take care of your farm. Alright. I'm going to read Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, verse number 18. If someone is too lazy to work, their house will begin to leak and the roof will fall in. This has been proven. If someone is too lazy, it has been proven. There's no other way. We can't change it. It has been proven. Worry, those who are lazy, their house, like, meaning, when the person is too lazy, hapulai kena gonto, u lazy, udula fasa, hapulai yan. Now, what he does is, some of them, they said, kitla yabona kausan, because, nkashon. Now, kausani, that person, what he's gonna do is, he's going to call someone. Pulai yan. Now, that's what I'm saying. Lazy. You to reach about being lazy. The people we know, Hore, if they were not lazy, they could have more. But because of being lazy, it causes a problem. It did things in such a way, monitoring the Adetalwanye. You know, they did things. That is why I'm saying this lazy, it have caused a damage to lots of people. It have caused a damage to lots and lots of people. this damage. It have caused a damage to the family. Family to be ill because of being lazy. You know, sometimes it blame Satan and regret Satan. And it is not the devil. Kuba lazy. Blame Satan, why Satan do this? It's not the devil. It's us being lazy. That's why I'm raising this to you. I'm saying to you this evening, let us not be lazy. Let us not be a burden to anyone. Let us not be a burden to anyone. You have been burdened too long. But I want to tell you this evening, as you are listening to me, stop being a burden. Stop being lazy. Stop being lazy. I mean, your house is leaking. Family, how are you to be? Because of being lazy. Sometimes you blame about, or give about, and you are forgetting that is your reason. Kauru lazy. Stop being lazy. Now, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to of the people. Alright, let's just say, take me to your place. Enjoy the song.
Myself in thee, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my you are.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just for me, soul.
By the grace, radio.
Just for me, soul.
Enda go favor man na radwe yabo by the grace ministry go budiringa iwana gaina
go ngakira by the grace radio number 3 Sierra Gas Street Rubber Ridge Extension 2 La Midrand 1685
na radwe yabo of the ministry of this ministry chavali na
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul.
And go very permanent. Do not need to go near our follower cannot teach the Sarah Dia Bondinga.
Yeah,
okay,
073-269-2731. Okay, WhatsApp, we are 083-289-4658. Okay, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our radio edge by the grace.org. The grace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
By the grace, we are one. Now, you are one with me. Now, the time is exactly 8:35 CAT, Central African Time. It's 8:35 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful Tuesday. And I thank God for each and everyone who have just tuned in now. I thank you very much for tuning in. We are still together. We are just left with a few minutes or so to close our show. We are talking about in the book of Proverbs chapter number 10. We started from verse number 1. Now, okay. Let me just do this. When we come back, we will. Let me just see. Yes, that is Jimmy D saying, mighty man of war. Jimmy D saying, mighty man of war. Now, the time is exactly 8. The time is exactly 20:44 CAT Central African Time. We thank God for what God is continuing doing. The time is exactly, as I have told you already, is exactly 20:44 CAT Central African Time. We are just left with a few hours to sign off. We just left with a few hours or few seconds to sign off, and I really wanna thank God for what God has been doing from the time we have started our show until now. I really want to thank God. All right, let's just do this. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now we really thank God. The time now is 8:44. It's 8:48. We just left with the few seconds or few minutes to sign off. I just want to thank each and everyone who have tuned in from the time 1800 until now. You have been with me, and you've been patient. I thank you very much. You were patient with me. I know it was not easy, but I thank God because you moved with me. I want to thank God for your patience. You have been patient with me, and I want to thank God for you. Remember, we opened the book of Proverbs. That was our scripture reading, Proverbs chapter number 10. We have started from verse number 1, and we went to again verse number 4. We were still in verse number 4, where we have ended up being reading lots of verses. I really want to thank God. Now I just want to summarize now, so that I can give Pastor Patrick Mundebele a time to continue. I just want to wrap up our show. God, he has been good with us. He has been with us for almost these 3 hours. I want to say to those who are still at work, the Bible tells us, Rory, we must work with our own hand. That's what the Bible says. It just tells us, Rory, we must work with our own hand. And we must continue to work with our own hand. Let me just do this as I'm going to wrap up. I'm just going to wrap up just now. All right. As I wrap up, I'm going to do this. Let me just read the verse. All right, it's fine. I'm just going to wrap up. I want to thank God. Now, let me just read Proverbs chapter 13. That is our last verse for tonight. I will read it, and after I read it, I'm going to wrap up. Wrapping up meaning we are going to bow down and pray and thank God, as he has been with us for the whole he has been with us the whole 3 hours as we've been together. And I want to thank you for your patience. You were patient with me. I want to thank as well my producer who trusted me and gave me the full authority of this show. I thank you, my producer. May God continue to help you. May God continue to add more years and days to your calendar. He may continue to add wisdom again to you as well. So that you can take this station forward. I thank you very much. And if it couldn't be you, I could not have done this show. But I really thank you. All right. Let me wrap up. I want to wrap up with this song. I want to wrap up with this song. Allow me to wrap up with this song. Just saying, I belong to Jesus. And when I come back, I will just lose. And I will allow Pastor Patrick to continue.
Oski Productions, Church Person. Elohim, Vashamahim, Tehil HaDonai.
igwe. I'm saying bye-bye. May God bless you. Thank you very much. I'm going to allow Pastor Patrick Mundebele on his show, evening show, Power Hour. Now, thank you very much. We will meet again tomorrow. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. What a lovely show. I thank God for what God has done. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. I love you. And may God continue to strengthen you and be with you. Thank you very much.